Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Extraordinary people. Paul addresses his letter to the church at Philippi like this: All God's holy people, the overseers and deacons. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Notice that Paul addresses all of the saints, whether they are in a position of leadership or not. In verse 5, Paul says he is grateful for their partnership in the gospel. Some translations use the word fellowship instead of partnership. This is the Greek word koinonia. By the use of this word, Paul is recognizing the close relationship the church members have with their leaders, with each other, with Paul, and even with other Christians in other cities. The root word is koinos. The Levitical Jews used this word to designate anything their religious rules deemed unclean, common, or ordinary. One of the things these Jewish leaders would have called unclean are Gentile people, which means they would have referred to the saints who made up the bulk of this assembly at Philippi as unclean and unworthy of God's love. But here is Paul using this ordinary word in an extraordinary way. That is, he is calling ordinary people something extraordinary, saints. Remember in the opening verse he addressed his letter to God's holy people? The word holy here means the exact opposite of common or unclean. It means people set apart for God's special use. The extra that elevated common, ordinary, unclean people to the extraordinary position of being called a saint is their personal relationship with Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Jesus makes the ordinary extraordinary. Still today, our koinonia is something extraordinary. When common, ordinary, blood-cleansed people remain in relationship with Jesus and other fellow saints, God can do extraordinary things through them. Our common bond with our Savior and with other saints is itself a testimony to the life-changing power anyone can have in Jesus. When you are in fellowship with God and in fellowship with God's holy people, there is nothing ordinary about you. You are an extraordinary testimony of God's loving, transforming, and keeping power.